27 Tzadi Hei, Sivalov. It should just, so the Kiddush of the first Yusuf Sifim over here in the Simen deals with a concept which referred to as Nois and Tam, or Nois and Tam, or Not by Not, just to make it more convenient. Betzim, you have to go a step back before that. So there's a concept called Tam Kiker, which the more actually we assume it is a whatever posh that there's a tam of something that it has the same din as the Yisr itself, tam keker. It's actually not so posh in the Gemara. Whether the Gemara needs to discuss whether there is a posik for it. How we paskin whether tam keker is a derisa or not. But we paskin tam keker, so that the tam of something is considered like the actual item itself. Let's clarify what we mean by the phrase Tom Kaker. So I cook meats together with the potatoes. And I take the meat out. So there's Tom of the buster in the potatoes. Over there there's more than just Tom of the buster in the potatoes. There's the actual mamushes, gravy, etc., which went in, which goes into the potato. So that's not the discussion of our simon. That's not what we're discussing, not by not. There's no dinner not by not in that scenario. We're talking about a case where all you have is time. You don't have all you have is the flavor. So what's an example? The example is that the Chazal understood that there's a transfer of the tam into the keli based on a pasuk. There's a din of hagolas kelim, where it says one of them occurs to the din of tam kikar is from hagolas kelim. In Parshas Matos, it comes back and the Torah goes to the Parsha with Golas Kalim. They had trefa pots. They have to kasha the pots. Wash them out. What do you have to keep the kasha the pots for? Torah says, because there's a flavor absorbed in the pot, which is going to come out into your food. So there's no mamushes. We're not seeing oil coming out of the pot, the pot into your food. But there's a flavor, the Torah says it's a problem. So that's where the sugya of not by not starts. So it starts with Tom into a keli. There is a prima gadam over here which declares a shayla. Is it shayla the concept of not by not by erchlim? And he assumes that there's not. There's no din of not by not by erchlim. So it's always the discussion of not by not is always assuming that we're dealing with a food into a keli and then into a food. Let's assume that that's the scenario. Number one. Number two, like the Ramah is going to say that around, this is all talking about a scenario where it's ben yoimai. Midaraisa, Isuria Torah only usur, Isuria Achila only usur if there's nothing time lishvach. If there's nothing time with gam, it's not usur. And that can be a direct transfer of flavor. So the Ramah gives an example, the Ramah discusses an achbar, which is one of the most, not necessarily one of the most delectable things that you want to enjoy its flavor. So the Mora says if it falls into certain things, that actually certain types of achbora, some of them actually are do taste good. There's an achbora, the dabra, an achbora of the masa. So the ones from the fields, I should say, it's better than the ones from the cities, right? It's a simon later on. Simon kufdal, you'll learn that. So if it goes into certain foods, it's considered nus and tam lifgam. So even though it imparted a flavor, since the flavor is lifgam, it doesn't answer. It's the gaya when you have toloyim imparting flavor to food. We assume that the flavor which imparts is nus and tam lifgam. It's not a problem. Besides the din of a direct transfer of the flavor from the iser into your food, it's lifgam. The more actually holds that the food itself, when it reaches by toloim, the tarasin, even though it's lifka, they're pogum. But food which starts out to be nevela, which starts out to be not pogum, and becomes pogum, the tar says it's mutter. Nevela really, gerakari nevela. Last week's parsha, the gerakari vishrachar tizenabach Allah. So Chazal Darshan Nevela really Ger Kari Nevela. Once it's Nifsam Echilas Adam, it's no longer Rishad Rice. Midrash it's Mutadid. So there's a din of Nifka. Chazal came along and said the tam which goes into Daifnei Akli and it comes out, is that tam good or not? Well, if it stays in the Daifnei Akli, it stays in the walls of the Kli for 24 hours. that time becomes pogo, becomes stale. So if I use a cleave for iser, then within 24 hours I clean it out, so there's no ban, and within 24 hours I use it for a heter, made a rice, so that's going to be a problem. There's flavor, which is good flavor, coming in of iser, going into my heter. If it's after 24 hours, made a rice, it's mutter. So Chazal Aser, you can't use a kli even after 24 hours, after you might come to use it during the 24 hours. But all of this discussion of not Bernat is all discussing a kli which is Ben Yoimai. So within 24 hours it's been used for the fleshes, our is fleshes of milk. So within 24 hours, so the same way that's true by Isser, that's also true by fleshes of milk. So if I have a kli which is a which used for fleshes, and then I wait 24 hours, and then I use it for milchiks, mamish milchiks, minaraisa, that will not be osir. Because the tam which is coming out of the fleshik tam is pogum. Fleshik tam which is pogum does not create basim b'chol. Minarabon, it's osir, because obviously if you're going to allow, theoretically, a person, minaraisa, a person could have one pot, use it for fleshiks, clean it out well, wait 24 hours, then use it for milchiks. Now we move to meter rice, but you can imagine that's not such a good idea. That eventually the person is going to forget to wait 24 hours, and he's going to have an issue of the rice, the basa b'cholov, because of the time. So Chazal asked it. But the discussion of Napa and Nat is all talking about a kli, which is a ben yoimoy. It's been used within 24 hours for fleshigs or for milchigs. And now we're discussing a transfer of that time from the pot, which has a fresh flavor of fleshiks or milchiks into a power of a food. And then what happens in the status of the power of food vis-a-vis eating it with something of the other gender, the other min, what happens over there? That's the discussion which is over here. One last point, the Ramah points out, Davar Charev changes everything. Davar Charev has the power to refresh a stale flavor. So if what I'm going to put in my pot now, it's been 24 hours since I used it for fleshings, and I put a double record, if I put a very, very sharp type of a food into the pot and I cook it in it, the flavor over there will be considered fresh fleshing of flavor, not stale. Double record can refresh a fleshing of a stale flavor. It can make a pogum into not pogum. And furthermore, Davar Charev, and that's you saw in the sugya, Davar Charev can actually make a not bar not into a considered not bar not, but a first tam. It makes the flavor, which is coming out, very significant. It's supposed to be insignificant. So we're not talking about Davar Charev either. So it's not a Davar Charev. It's a ben yoimoy. So the tam is lishvach. It's not a Davar Charev. So now we introduce the Gemara comes along and says so that you that what happened. The flavor went into your keli, fleshing of flavor, let's say. And now you put a part of a food on that in that keli, it absorbs the fleshing of flavor. And still there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. A part of a food which has the fleshing of flavor is fine. Now I want to take that part of a food, I want to eat it with milk. So what's mutter? Because the machaber dogam shiris bashlo and nishanitza b'kader shel baser, rechutz yof. Shein shum and davik bo. So there's no ban. There's no now. The shach points out that we don't need to know that b'yadiyah. We can assume that the mistam your kli was washed well. We don't have to assume that it was dirty. The shach and some katanal points out rechutzu yofa lav lememra the kol sheniz bashal bo mistam mechzekin lo shahay sham shum and davik. We don't have to assume, it's not this automatic assumption that we have, it's dirty. And Sif Gimel talks about a case of you're washing the kli. So when you're washing it, mistama, it's coming in dirty. So over there, we assume it's dirty unless you know otherwise. Like you have the ladies who wash their pots even though their stuff even though it's clean, right? You might know some women like that, right? But minastam, we assume if you're washing something, it's probably dirty, especially if you're a man, right? Now, but the that's over there in Siv Gimel, and that's over there. We'll see in Siv Gimel. The discussion over there was washing a fleshiga plate in a milchuga pot, a big milchuga pot. You boil up water in it. and you want to wash your fleishig plate in your milchah kapah. Well, over there, I got a problem. The end of a fleishig, that's going to be a major issue. That's over there. We assume when you're washing the stomach, it was dirty to start with. But we're talking about a kli which has been washed already, and you're using it. Most people don't use dirty kalim. So you can assume in a stam that it's clean unless you know otherwise. Over here, you're washing it over there. Oh, because over here, talking the case where you cooked it in a pot, we assume most people cook in clean pots. Again, but the average human being, right? And even men who get married eventually do that too. We assume that there's no shuman. So the case of the Mechaber is saying that we're worried about Shuman is if you knew there was Shuman, that's a problem. But otherwise, you have right to assume there's no Shuman. We assume that it's clean, and the only issue is just Tom, etc. Okay, so the Rechutzi Yafo, Shein Shum, Shum, Dovin, Babak, which that's the assumption. So Mutalach Lebekutach. Kutach was this dip that they had. It was made out of, the Mor says it was a combination of sour spoiled milk, sour milk which went sour, and salt, and breadcrumbs. You would mix it together, let it sit in the sun, and it would come out would come kutach, and that was the dip that they used to use. So you want to dip your fish in kutach. So just as an aside, eating fish together with milchik, right, mikra din is not a prashkenazim, is not a problem. There's a lashon of a mechaber in one place that he says it's a kana to eat fish with milchik. So just eating it. I want to dip my fish in tartar in milchik tartar sauce. So the problem is there's no such gemara. Where did he get it from? He's presenting it as a din. So there's actually one suggestion that it was a mistake in Lashon. He met the bosser. That's clear in Chazal that eating fish and meat together is a sakana. Mishum Dabaracha, the more says it can cause a person to get saras. But that's only if you eat it mamash together. So that's you know, even Tom bosser is not a problem. It's actual combination of the two, and that's why there's dinner washing between fish and meat, etc. But the Maisa, there's some suggestion, the Maisa of the Mechaber said it's a Svarim or Machmer, and it's Ashkenaz or not Machmer. So, how's the Mechaber answer this Gemara? I don't know. When we learn Hilchas Dorma Asur Mishum Sakana, we will deal with that question. Okay. Or Frank can do it as one of his topics. Okay. Okay, so the Mechaber says it's mutter b'shem davi nusin tam bar nusin tam detera. So that word detera is a very important word. So it's nusin tam bar nusin tam. It went into the pot, a fleishig of flavor. No problem with that. It went out from the pot into the fish, a fleishig of flavor. Right, no problem with that. And now you want to take this thing, which is betzim heter, and eat it with milchik. So that's mutter. You know how you serve a chutz yafa if we know it wasn't clean. If yesh mamish, ben mamish shal piya kaderi yosem echem b'shishim medogim also lachem mekutach. So there's din bittel. It's a din bittel. It's baltel b'shishim. So the fleshy flavor is baltel b'shishim in the fish. Then bite you can eat with milchik. But if there's not shishim in the fish to mevatel the fleshy of ben, so then you can't eat it with kutach. Okay. So the Mechaber said the scenario which imparted the flavor from the pot, from the fleishige kli into the fish was through cooking or through even roasting. So it's different between cooking and roasting. So cooking has water involved in it. Roasting is, that doesn't have water involved in it. So deep frying is considered in halacha the same thing as cooking, because there's another medium there, there's liquid there. Frying is considered for these purposes the same thing as roasting. The point is that there's not liquid there. Even a minimal amount of oil which is there that shouldn't burn, that's also called in halacha like it's sleep. So that's a direct, and the difference is that bishul, the flavor really, it's a good argument, the flavor went fleishiks into the pot, fleishiks from the pot into the water, fleishiks from the water into the fish. if I roast it, I fry it, it's fleshes into the pot, fleshes from the pot directly into the fish. So when I add, when I do bishul, I'm adding another step of the transfer of tam. The tam is going to go from the into the pot. That's the first knot. From the pot into the water, that's the second knot. And then from the water into the fish is the third knot. So really, bishul, that's, and there's three knots.
Saying there's two generations here with just food.
Okay, it's a fair question. Once it's already a tam, it went from a keli first. Then when it went into something else, there's a good argument that that's many rishonim hold that's called. That the sheet of Rishonim, which says the difference between bishul and sli, hold it, that's another step. Okay. Let's say I lost my thought. So the Machaber says, even though the transfer is through bishul or through tzli, which is a significant act of transfer, it's still going to be that the tam which is going into the fish is not significant enough to create a problem of eating that with milchiks. Okay. The Taz says an aleph. Mishum dehavi napar nata teir. Pierce the tchila ena moshes shel baser rak tam. The first step was all you had in the pot was just the tam of the meat. That harbosan doesn't tam, but bekara. The Morris example is dogam shol bekara, so he's using the example of kara. But love dafka kara means you, even if you kadeira as well, right? Because the mechaber changes from the word kara to the word kadeira. Kara is a plate, which is usually used to eat from, which means it's a klisheni. And the mechaber says it's the same thing talking about a kadeira, which is a klirishin. We'll talk about that in a second. The Haino Buster, Nosan Tam Bekara, Bekara Bedog. But Dain Kula Heter, there's no problem yet. So what's the Lumdus? So what's talking the Lumdus? So why is not Pranat Het? Why is it Mutter? There's a Fleshik of Tam. The answer is with Tam Kolush Kazet. It's a weakened flavor. Enbu Isser. So it doesn't have enough significance that it can create an Isser of meeting that with milk. The fleshing of flavor, which is contained in this fish, is not significant enough that it's going to be usher to eat it, that you can say it's going to combine together and say, oh, it's basar b'chol. It's not basar b'chol. It's like geshvach the basar b'chol. That's not the issur. However, if it's not b'nat of issur, you cook the actual issur in the pot, and then it went into the food. So that is not bernat of isura. That's not mutter. Ube isra feel a kama pomim not bernat osura ko. But if what's transferring is the actual isur, that's not a problem. That there's no such thing as not bernat. The way some rishonim say is that to put an isur on a not bernat, you can't put an isur on a not bernat. Once it's already a weakened time, it cannot be something which is makabel an isur. It's not simple enough to get isurim on it. Once it's Isser to start with, it remains Isser. As long as there's Tom Isser, it's going to be a problem. Even though it's a Tom Kolush of Isser, it's still Tom Isser. Tom Isser is also. This is not Tom Isser, this is Tom Heter. But the Torah said that this Heter, at some point, can become Isser. You know what? It's such a Gishmach to Tom, it cannot get a dinim of Isser on it. Okay. That's the Taz. We'll talk about that more.
The fact that Rashi says it's a
That's one of the ways of the Rishonim to be Masber that didn't operate out. Okay, now, let's go back to this other point we pointed out. The Machaber changed the word Kara in the Gemara to Kedera. So we pointed out, what's the difference in a Kara and a Kedera? A Kara is a Klisheni. And the a Kedera is a Klirishim. So we're going to see the Ramah and Sifbeis that some Rishonim argue on this, and they say that you cannot make a Sushtel from the Kara, which is a Klisheni, to the Kedera, which is a Klirishim. You cannot make a Sushtel from. So what's happening in the case of the Gemara of the Kara? Let's just get the case of the Gemara, right? So we're talking about that there's a transfer of Tam from the plate, which is a klisheni. The case of the more was a plate. So it means you cooked fleishigs in a pot. You put the fleishigs on the plate, and now the plate absorbed the tam. Later on, you clean off the plate, and then you put fish on the plate. So the fish is going to take the tam out of the plate and become fleishig. So you know what? It's okay to eat a bakuta because it's not parnat. So just explain, like, what's the pasuk shot in the case of the Gemara? What is the transfer? We know that klisheni is not mevashel. So where is there? What? Where is this transfer of tam? Okay. Step number one. So the I guess the best place to be to point it out, there is a prima gadim in Siman Samach Tes, which goes through very nicely the status of Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh, Kli Rishon Shel Al Ha'esh, Kli Sheni, etc. The assumption of Lachas Kli Sheni can transfer tam. It can't do Bishul, but can transfer tam. So, therefore, the more so, even though it's a Kli Sheni, there is transfer. See, Kli Sheni can transfer tam. The Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, that's irrelevant, because Shabbos we only care about Bishul. But the Gabi Dinei Yisur V'Heter, the Kli Sheni can accomplish the transfer of tam. That's number one. Number two, what about the scenario of Dover Gush? The fish is a Dover Gush. So, what's the story with Dover Gush? So, let's reference back to Hilchos Shabbos for a second. So, that's clear at the end of the Siman Shin Yud Ches that by Tzli, even if you take it something which was roasted, so it's roasted directly on the fire, and then you put it on a plate, that everybody agrees that that still has a kaif of bishul. The issue which there's a machlok is, which you know, that whether davar gush and kli sheni is mevashel or not, which were machmer, but by Shabbos, that is only a case where it was a davar gush which was cooked first, and then put in a kli sheni. So there we have an argument. What's the status? Cooked means it was cooked with liquid. Whereas tzli, it was roasted without liquid. So that level of absorbing heat is significant enough that even when you put in a klisheni, the davar gush is still mevashel. So you put your roasted meat and you put it on the plate. So that meat has a karech of bishul. For sure, it's a karech of being mevliya tam into the plate. Then you roast your fish and you put it in the plate. So it has a craft to take a flavor out. So that idea that the should be absorption of tam in a pekar is very, very possible, either in the case of sleeve and beyond that, even though the klisheni can be mavliya. It can be maflit, it can be mavliya. So just a scenario, but obviously the case has to be that, you know, one of them is hot, that either the plate is hot. You gave, you know, the fancy caterers, they have, like, you know, they serve these plates, you can't touch them, there's a yatsa lettuce boy, right? So the plate is hot, or the dogim are hot. See, the way there's heat over here, the transfer of flavor. We'll see there's a shock later on in Sibbeis, which talks about if both are hot, that's not klisheni anymore. That's already sleep. If the plate is hot and the fish is hot, so that's a full flat. That's already mamash like sleep.
But it's not that the fish was roasted.
Could even be cooked.
It doesn't need to be cliched. It's not mamash. It's to give off time.
Correct. You don't need that, right?
Why does mamash have to say that sleep by dog?
I'm not sure. What, I think Rashi is just reporting that this. I'm not sure what Rashi sheet is. Lagabi didn't want to bring math with my police. I don't know enough to answer that question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. But Rashi definitely gains, by case of Sli, it's partial that that's true.
We're saying it all.
Right, correct. Okay, so therefore the Mechaber says, the same way in the case where it's a case of Kara, which is a klisheni, but the klisheni is absorbed, there's a transfer of tam. And so we're saying that transfer time is not a problem because it's not by not. So who would then, if the transfer time was in a klimishin through bishul or through tzli, that there's a din of not by not, and it's going to be mutter not eat with milk. So that's how the Mechaber says he doesn't see a difference between them. If that's the halacha, that a klisheni is able to transfer flavor, so and still the halacha says, but there's a hetzer kol matra now. So the fact that the transfer flavor was in a klirishin through mishul doesn't change anything, or through tli doesn't change anything. That's the Mechaber shita. Okay. I'm going to do the following. So Sif Beis, the first part of Sif Beis, really there, so the topic of Sif Aleph really is to introduce the concept of not pranat, and then to tell me when it applies. And the Kram Mechaber applies in all scenarios. There are more arguments about that in Sif Beis. Before the Ramah argues, the Mechaber discusses a very specific detail of an issue of what's the status of a shell of an egg. Is a shell of an egg something which is considered porous, and therefore anything which is you're cooking with an egg is called directly putting the flavor into the egg? Or the shell of an egg is considered impervious. It's like a pot. So there's a transfer of time from the food into the pot, i.e. the shell, and then from the shell into the egg. So is an egg a not bernat or not? The answer is it's not. Right. It's not a not bernat. Okay. Now, that's a very, it's important to know that. But why the Ramah waited until the Mechaber discussed eggs to argue about, I have no idea. I don't know why the Ramah waited. The Ramah is responding back in his Agor, nothing to do with eggs. He's responding back to everything the Mechaber said in Sif Aleph. So if it went up to me, I would put the Agor of the Ramah after Sif Aleph. So since it's up to me, I'm going to learn the Ramah, the Agor of the Ramah now, and I'm skipping eggs for now, and we'll go back to eggs afterwards. Because, so that's the advantage of what I'm saying this year. Right. So the Mechaber did not differentiate between the case of the Gemara, which is a case of a Ka'ora, to the case of Kedera, and the case of which is a Klirishon, either with Bishul or Tzli. He did not differentiate. It's come to Ramah, the Ramah says, in Sif Beis, in Hagoah, V'yesh Machmirin, B'Tzliya U'Bishul, Lesser Noisin Tam, or Noisin Tam. Okay. Some disagree and say that the case of Mor was specifically in a klisheni, in a ka'ara. Because in a ka'ara, it makes sense that even though a klisheni can impart time, it's definitely not as level, the same level of significance as the time which is imparted in a klirishon. The same way klisheni is not mavashal, klirishon is mavashal. So we see that klirishon has a stronger ability to do in effect the food which is there. So in regards to the flavor, the concept of the noise and time, brightness and time only makes sense in the klisheni, but not in the klirishon. So therefore, if the scenario where there was the flavor which is put into the fish was put in through cooking in a fleshing pot, clean fleshing pot, ben yomo, right, or roasting it, that you cannot eat with milk. According to the shita, that's not the head of the Gemara. And according to this shita, even b'diavad it's also. Mikir, then it's also, and that's it. End of the conversation. The whole heter only applies by kara, i.e., a cliche. So the Ramah of Aminig, less to the Chachila, v'diavad mutter b'cholanyin. So what do? We do a pshar. So according to Mechaber, he paskins and Svarim taka paskins like that. Bishul is fine, Tzli is fine, etc. Our minig is not to do the chachila. The b'diavad is going to be mutter. Now, so we have to define the word b'diavad. So the Shach points out that there are really three stages in the process, moving from the chachila to b'diavad. First scenario, so I want to make my kids, the macaroni and cheese is made by the table. They mix it with the cheese by the table. So they make macaroni, the macaroni is still part of, and so the kid who's lactose intolerant, he can have his night macaroni without any problems, but the other kids want to mix it with cheese. So they're going to mix their macaroni together with cheese. So I want to make it in a pot. So I say, okay, so can I pull out, according to the Mechaber, can I pull out a fleshing, a ben yomo, clean fleshing pot? We made fleshing a soup in it last night, soup with meat in it, soup with chicken, and chicken soup in it, cleaned it out, totally clean. It's a ben yomo, it was used last night at 6 o'clock, now it's 12 noon the next day, it's time for lunch, and I want to make macaroni. She says, the only pot I have available in the house is that without emptying out pots and cleaning out pots, and I have a clean fleshing pot. Carver says, no problem. right? You cook the macaroni, the time went into the pot, that's the first time. You go into the macaroni, that's the second time. And then you later on you add cheese to it. It's mamash the case of the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know about macaroni and cheese. It would have said macaroni and cheese, it didn't know about macaroni, but it didn't know about fish and kutaf. That's the modern version. I think for me the macaroni and cheese is about the same as the kutaf. Right? So that's the case of the Gemara, right? Come to Khabar Shimut. Come to Shaq, no, that's awesome. Even Khabar agrees that's awesome. The Gemara said Dagim Sha'olo Bikara. It already happened, the mutzalach l'makuta. But nobody tells him either Yolanda Chachila, go put dogim in the car and let it get a fresh flavor and then mix it with kuta. Nobody said that's what. So that's the shach. Gimel. Come on, we skipped the one about, talks about eggs. That's why we went from Aleph to Gimel. But many last of the Chachila. Everybody agrees you cannot cook it in a fleshig pot with the purpose of mixing it with milk afterwards. So the first step of the process is to cook it in a fleshig pot, clean fleshig pot, ben yomo, to eat it with milk. Everybody agrees it's awesome. Okay, so more in the gay case, more in the gay to the men, right? So I need to boil up some water to have a cup of coffee. It's the only, you know, and I'm definitely not into cleaning, washing out pots. I walk in, there's only one clean pot in the kitchen. The urn's not working, you know. I want to boil up some water. It's a flesh sugar pot. So okay, I'm going to become an honorary sfaradi for today, and I'll be cooking on the sheets of Mechaber. I'm going to cook my water in my fleshing pot in order to make a coffee and put milk in it. Can't do it. Even according to Mechaber, I can't do that. Even if my name is, you know, Ben Sassoon, you know, Mahmoud Ben Sassoon, you know, I still can't do it. I cannot do that. So where's the Mechaber in the Ramah? The Ramah says it's also the Chaskil, the Mechaber says it's mutter. It's stage number two. I already made the water. I was planning to have a cup of tea. Right? Then I said, you know what? Why don't I have a coffee? So I already made the water, not the same to use it with milk. Right? Can I use that? So I cooked it in a flesh of kapat. So my car was good to hate. Dogum shoulder bakar, you allowed to mix it with milk. So dogum, the same thing would happen in a kadeira. So the water, which is boiled in a kadeira, I'm allowed to mix it with milk. So I'm allowed to now take that water and make a coffee and milk it with milk. That's according to the Mechaber. So the Ramah, no, Arminic is the Asada. That you can't do. Let's say I didn't realize I used a fleshing pot and I didn't, and then I made the coffee already. I already put the milk in and I say, oy vey, I used a fleshing pot. Enjoy your coffee. B'diavad it's mutter. So the B'diavad of the Ramah, the Ramah says, B'minig lesser the Chachila, B'diavad mutter b'cholinyin, means you cannot go the Chachila and mix it even after it's made. You still can't mix it. But once you did mix it, B'diavad it's mutter. Now, if you knew you did it, you did it anyway, you might get a kanas, right? But in regards to the... Now, this is all talking about a case of nispash, right? What about... You have a parallel case like this. I make a big kugel, right? And I said, you know, we're having a nice, very fancy milk of a meal, right? And I made the kugel in a powerful pot, and I want to bring it to the table. But I realized the only nice tray I have to bring it in, put it on, is a fleshing tray. Clean fleshing tray, a ben yoma. So it's not bishul anymore, it's not sli anymore, it's olu. I'm going to take my kugel and put it on this fleshing tray and bring it out to the table. To then eat it with milk. So it'd be the same scenario. I'm going to Chachila, putting it into the Kaora with intention to use it with milk. Right? So instead of having a case where I'm cooking it with intention to use it with milk, which Mechaber said is also. And we said why? Because he's a Madaik. According to Mechaber, the word Kaora and Kadeira are interchangeable. There's no difference. But the more or less one was B'diavad. If you already did it in a Kaora, you already did it in a Kadeira, then you can mix it with milk. Okay. So if you already put it in the Kaora, you can mix it with milk. But I can't go to Chachila, take it out of the oven, put it in a Kaora, which is fleshing, in order to plan to eat it with milk. Then I can't do it. So even by the case of Olu Bekara, the heter over here is not, I don't have a heter to use the kara with the plan. If I did it already, I put it on the tray, and I used the wrong tray, I used the plechiga tray. Okay, eat it with your milchus. So once it's Olu Bekara, you're allowed to eat it with milchus. According by Kadei or the Ramaz Machmer, even once it's in the pot, I can't use it with milchus. If I mix it already with milchus, I made the macaroni, I already put it on the table, I already mixed it with the milchus, so I can eat it. Right? Person made the macaroni in a fleshing pot, brought it to the table, and his wife says, what did you do? I asked you to make lunch, you used the wrong pot. He says, oh, it's Bidiyav, it's mutter. No, we're Ashkenazim, it's not mutter. You can't mix it with the cheese. You can have it without cheese. On a milk of a plate. That's the next step the Ramah is going to say. You put it on a milk of a plate. That's not a problem. You can cook your macaroni in your fleshing pot. Parva clean, not parva. Parva food in a clean fleshing pot, even though it's ben yomo, it was used for chicken soup last night. Right? But it's clean. And we assume if you washed it, if your wife washed it, it's clean. I don't know about you based on this, but you know, I can't be made on you, but that the substance of the law, if it was washed, it's clean. Okay, so we're good, right? So now he cooks he makes the macaroni, brings it to the table. They haven't mixed any cheese in yet, because the kids mix the cheese in by the table. And the wife says, you used the wrong pot. According to the Machaber, so if your name is Ben Sosur, no problem. You mix it with the milk, and you're not a problem. Your name is, Ashkenazi. Okay, it was short. Okay, whatever. But your name is Ashkenazi, right? Your name is Ashkenazi. Good. So then, you say, I'm sorry, you can't milk. So what are we going to do? Eat without cheese. The kid already says, the kid already mixed it with cheese. Enjoy your lunch. But the plate is not the plate is milk, it doesn't bother me. Okay, so that's important. Ramah. The Ramah says this dinner b'di'evad is mutter only means b'di'evad once it's actually mixed already. So I've gotten this, shayla in various different versions. Person and they made their soup, which they're planning to serve in a milk and gamil. They made it in a fleshy kapat. So. Was the pot ben yomo? Question number one. Is it not in ben yomo? That's the first thing I need to know. When was the last time it was used for fleshes? Okay, assuming it was even if it was used with the fleshes, if it's not used for 24 hours, you can serve it. If it was used for fleshes 24 hours, it says you can serve it with milk, you can't eat with milchiks. Even though it means you're actually eating it together with milchiks. So I want to serve the soup as the first course, there's no milk involved in it, even though I'm going to be serving milchiks afterwards in the meal, that's fine. That's not called eating with milchus. Lachem makuta means you're eating this foodstuff directly with milchus. No. Once it's also even in the cold. Even the fish is cooled. I can't dip it in the milk.
The Ramah's case
was even by the tray. No. The Ramah's case over here was step number two. Step number one, everybody agrees is also. To make a lechachil with the intent to use it for with milchiks, whether it's referring to kedeira or whether it's referring to ka'ara, that's also. The next step was I made it already with no bad intent. It was par of intent, literally, right? And then I changed my mind. Let's eat it with milchiks. So Karn Makaber says gesunta hates. Karn the Ramah, if it was in a kedeira, no. If it was in a ka'ara, yes. Yes. Okay. Fine. So minig less of the chadchila, but yavid mutter b'cholin. Let's just finish off the shah. The rest of the shah is just giving you names, which in Shemayim they say if you read whatever you read now, you'll get pierced in Shemayim. You'll understand what it means. So if you read the whole shah, you'll find out what it means in Shemayim. Can't go to the smak, Simon Risha Gimel, Bagos Maimonius, and the Rebbe Yeruchim, Avi Beis Yosef, can't go to the Beis of Ahat, Reish Klal Kalam Adal, B'Shem Mordechai. Fine. Okay. So he's telling you there's a whole crowd of people who say the same thing he said, you should trust him. Let's read one more piece over here in the Ramah. V'davka lech li'im chol av ha'bosar atzma. This whole issue is to eat it with actual milchix, or vice versa. You set out with a milchix pot, you want to eat with actual fleshes. I will eat them with klisha lehem, mutter the chadchila. Okay, so, but to put it in a milchix plate, but not to eat it with milchix, that's fine. So I can cook my the kugel. The only tray that I have, the only pan that I have to cook the kugel in, is a fleshiga pan, which I want to serve it with the milk of the milk, but I'm not going to eat it with actual milk. It's going to be served as its own course and not be eaten with the milk. That's fine, even though I'm putting it on a milk of the plate. Okay. Now comes the shach and dalet.
I know the Machaber doesn't hold the difference between the Gemara and the Kedera, but according to the Ramah, did he ever also apply it to the Kedera?
If it's actually mixed already, yes.
In the pot, does the pot in the car?
You don't mix it in the pot. I mean, you take it out of the pot and mix it afterwards. Right? Don't do it in your fleshiga. Don't put cheese into your fleshiga pot. That's going to be more problematic. That's going to be much more problematic. And we'll see that in Sif Gimel, more details about that. But I the issue is the flavor went in through cooking in a pot. Now I take it out of the pot, but the flavor's in there. That's not going to change. I can move it to 17 different plates. The flavor is still the same flavor. Right? The issue is there's a fleshiga flavor which is imparted through bishul, which is a more significant act of imparting tam. So there's a fleshiga tam there. Now I move it from plate to plate to plate to plate, gets to the table, the 17th plate, and I want to put cheese on it. I can't do it. If I put cheese on it, I can eat it. If I did it already, but yeah, but I actually mixed it already. So I think the scenario I got, a woman told me that she made like a potato soup, and then she took it out of the pot and she puts it into a mixing bowl and she like mixes it with some type of a cream. She mixed it already, but she realized after she made it in the fleshiga pot, she already mixed it already, she could eat it. But if she called me, "Oy vey, I made it in the fleshiga pot, am I allowed to mix in the cream?" The answer would be no, because the vinegar is not the matzah that way. But she called me after she already mixed it already, and she realized what had happened. So, but yeah, but you're allowed to eat it. Okay. So now, the Machaber said, as far as he's concerned, olu b'ka'ora, in a klisheni, in a kedera, whether it's bishul or whether it's tzli, it's al tzel bazach. Comes along the Ramah and says, there's yesh, which are machirim, but tzli and bishul. And the minig is less of the chadchila, but the evidence is more to b'chol inyan. So what's the b'chol inyan? B'chol inyan is whether it's sli or bishul or korah, right? Comes along the shach and sivkot and dalet. So the marshal, besides writing the sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, also wrote a sefer called Issa V'Heter. There's another sefer called Issa V'Heter, which is not from the marshal. So whenever you quote the marshal in his sefer Issa V'Heter, so Rosh Tevis is be Aleph is Issa V'Heter, Issa V'Heter Shelo, his Issa V'Heter Ubesifra in his sefer, which means the Yam Shel Shlomo Perakol Avos Simon Samen Gimel Oyser Afilu B'Diyeva Ben Itzlo Medin. He holds it, no, that Sli is different than Bishop. So even though we're saying that according to the Ramah, we're going to be matzah b'di'evid by Sli, but the Shach is pointing out that the Marshal says no, that that's not true. Because Sli is different. So why is Sli different than Bishul? So like we mentioned before, that Bishul has the advantage of there's a liquid there. So again, deep frying would be the same thing as Bishul. So the flavor went into the pot. Good. Goes from the pot into the liquid. Goes in from the liquid into the fish. So that's already, there's another layer of transfer of tam. So by the time the tam gets to the fish, it's really been weakened significantly. It's already a knot by knot before it gets to the fish. But by tzli, if there's one that's in the tam into the pot. And then there's a directly sinus time from the pot into the fish. That's not a heter. It's not a heter in that scenario. Okay. Now, interesting point that Chavos Das points out. So the carrot, the scenario we're talking about is the fish. The water is a medium to cook the fish. Let's say I'm making a vegetable soup. So the water is part of the food, but the water is getting the flavor directly from the pot. So the gotta be this din, the water, the soup has the same din as sleep. So this is an interesting scenario. It's not roasted in the classical sense, but the point of sleep is not so much roasting as the point is that there's a direct transfer of tam from the doifen of the kadera into the food. So as opposed to by bishul, the water is the medium to cook the food. But over here, the water is not the medium to cook the food. The water is the food. So if you're going to be machra by sleep b'di'evid, you're going to be machra by water b'di'evid also. So now going back to my coffee cup, my coffee, right? So I make chicken soup in my pot at 6 o'clock at night. Come up in the next morning, and I want to make a coffee. So I grab a pot, thinking it's a milk and a pot, right? And I boil up water in it. Okay, so far I'm good. I wasn't doing it with intent to use a flavoring for milk. Okay, I'm still half asleep because I didn't have my coffee yet, right? And I pour the water from my flavoring, which is cooked in a flavoring pot. I make the coffee. I add the milk. So I say, oh, but he has mutter because it's bishul. According to the Ramah, no. According to the Yamshel Shlomo, no. Because by Sli, we're machmer. And this water is Sli. Because there's a direct transfer of tam from the dyphon, from the fleshiks, the chicken soup into the wall, and the wall into the soup, into the water. And that's the water that you're drinking with head with milks. Now the mice of the
The point is not
bishul versus sleep. The point is how direct of a transfer of flavor was. So, the if I'm cooking fish in water and I'm eating the fish, not the water, so the water is just a vehicle to bring the tam from the wall to the fish. But over here, when I'm drinking the water, right? So I'm drinking the water, and they said, well, the water got it directly from the wall. There wasn't another step. The Maaseh said, we don't paskin like this, Yamshel Shlomo. The Prima Gadol says, we don't paskin like this, we paskin like the Ramah. Even that the Bishul and Sli are both mutter. The Chochmas Adam also paskins like that. So if you already made your cup of coffee, you put milk in it, you could drink it. And if your name is Ben Sassoon, even if you realize before you put the milk in, you still could drink it. Correct. We do not differentiate between Sli and Bishul. Not like this Shach. With the Shach, seems to be quoting the Yamshel Shlomo, because usually it means he's quoting, it means he feels you should be cautious for it. Usually we follow, many times, but most of the time we follow a Shach, but the Gabi this didn't.
It's also assuming that the Kedera that was cooked, it's not a Ben Yom anymore, and it's been cleaned really well, right?
No, we're assuming that the Kedera was a Ben Yom. It's not a Ben Yom, it's a Shurmut.
It was a Ben Yom.
We'll get to that in a Ben Yom later on in the Ramah.
The potato soup case was a delicious case. We're not.
Correct. Spinach soup case, so your mom is using that liquid. So vegetable soup, potato soup, all those scenarios where you're actually using. So it's an interesting din in the vegetable soup case. There might be a difference between the vegetables and the soup. According to the Marshal, there would be a different din psak in regards to the vegetables. But yeah, but you can eat the vegetables. You can't drink the soup. You can't drink the soup. You can pull the vegetables out, but you can't drink the soup. According to the Marshal.
You can't drink the soup.
According to Marshall, who's being mocked with a tzli is osir, means a direct transfer of tam is osir, so the liquid is a problem. But he agrees that b'di'evid bishul is mutter, which means that which is cooked in it is mutter b'di'evid. We're passing even tzli is mutter, so you can have the whole soup. Right? But according to Marshall, you couldn't have the soup, you could have the vegetables. You could pick the vegetables out and eat the vegetables. Okay.